This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Creatine's brain benefits under scientific scrutiny, evidence gap between marketing and research. While creatine supplementation has demonstrated robust muscle performance benefits across hundreds of trials over three decades, the emerging market for brain-targeted creatine products reveals significant gaps in the evidence base, according to Dr. William Wallace's comprehensive review of 35 studies spanning from 1993 to present. 35 studies, reviewed from 1993 to 2023, examining creatine's cognitive effects, Dr. William Wallace, 2023. Creatine research, muscle versus brain evidence base, number of published trials and evidence quality, 1993 to 2023 muscle performance, hundreds exercise recovery, strong strength training, robust cognitive function limited. Source Dr. William Wallace Research Review, 2023. Georgian Medical Journal News, established muscle benefits versus emerging brain claims. The evidence for creatine's muscle-building effects follows what Dr. William Wallace describes as an airtight chain, dose-response relationships, cellular uptake mechanisms, muscle saturation levels, and performance outcomes have all been independently confirmed across multiple study populations. This robust foundation has supported the supplement industry for 30 years. However, the recent pivot toward brain-targeted marketing represents a significant departure from this established evidence base. According to Dr. William Wallace's comprehensive analysis, the cognitive benefits claimed by manufacturers lack the same level of scientific substantiation that supports muscle-related applications. Dr. Wallace's review identifies specific population patterns in cognitive response that suggest creatine's brain effects may be limited to particular demographic groups under specific conditions, rather than the broad cognitive enhancement often implied in marketing materials. Research quality and population-specific responses. Analysis of the 35 studies reviewed by Dr. Wallace reveals inconsistent methodology and limited replication of positive findings across different research groups. Unlike muscle research, where benefits are consistently demonstrated across diverse populations, cognitive studies show response patterns that appear linked to specific demographic characteristics. The evidence suggests that cognitive benefits may be most pronounced in populations with existing creatine deficiency or specific metabolic profiles, rather than healthy adults seeking general cognitive enhancement. This finding has significant implications for the growing consumer market targeting brain health applications, marketing claims versus scientific evidence. The rapid growth of brain-targeted creatine products has outpaced the accumulation of supporting evidence, creating what Dr. Wallace characterizes as a significant gap between marketing claims and scientific substantiation. While muscle applications benefit from decades of consistent findings, cognitive applications rely on a much smaller and less consistent evidence base. The brain evidence chain for creatine contains more missing links than the established muscle research, with cognitive benefits appearing in specific populations rather than showing universal application. Dr. William Wallace, independent researcher. Comprehensive Evidence Review, 2023. Key takeaways: 35 studies on creatine's cognitive effects show inconsistent results compared to robust muscle research. Dr. William Wallace, 2023. Brain benefits appear limited to specific populations rather than universal cognitive enhancement. Dr. William Wallace, 2023. Marketing claims for brain health applications outpace available scientific evidence. Dr. William Wallace, 2023. Frequently asked questions: is creatine effective for cognitive enhancement? According to Dr. William Wallace's 2023 review, cognitive benefits may be limited to specific populations, such as those with existing creatine deficiency. The research base is significantly smaller and less consistent than muscle performance studies. How does brain research compare to muscle research for creatine? According to Dr. Wallace's analysis, muscle research spans hundreds of trials over 30 years with consistent positive results. Brain research includes only 35 studies with mixed findings and unclear population responses. Should consumers be concerned about brain-targeted creatine marketing? Dr. Wallace's findings suggest the gap between marketing claims and scientific evidence indicates consumers should approach brain-targeted creatine products with caution and consult healthcare providers before use. As the supplement industry continues expanding into cognitive enhancement markets, the need for rigorous research matching the quality of muscle performance studies becomes increasingly critical. Future investigations should focus on identifying specific populations most likely to benefit from creatine's potential cognitive effects while establishing clearer regulatory frameworks for brain health marketing claims. Source: Dr. William Wallace, Creatine Brain Evidence Review, 2023.